This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So, Tilagarani, can you just tell me why you decided to become a vegan then?
Okay, I actually don't believe in torturing any living things other than my husband. So, that's one of the reasons I became a vegan.
BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Enterprise and you are on Open for Business. My name is Rich Bradbury. Now, in a world where we are offered a huge amount of choice for foods via some of the apps that you can download from the Apple App Store or from Google Play or some of the stuff you can even just order online. There's plenty of food out there, but more often than not, there's not a great choice if you are vegan or vegetarian. This was up until recently, and then we heard about CowCowVeg, who are a company that offer to your office vegan food choices, which for many vegans, of course, gave cries of thanks. And so I have in the studio with me today the two founders of CowCowVeg. I have both Prabha and Tilagarani. Tilagarani is, of course, the chef. Prabha is the head of operations. Yeah. So I have them both here in the studio. So I'm not vegan myself, but I have a lot of friends who are. And when they found out about your service, that, as I just said, there were cries of joy. Now, why did you... let's start with how. How did you decide to do this first?
Okay, I was actually, I'm a housewife all my life after getting married, and I used to cook for my family and friends. So lately, actually, whenever they come over, when I cook this vegan food, they will enjoy it. Mm. And they will say, my God, vegan food, if tasted this good, I will become a vegan anytime. And my father, especially, he's a staunch meat eater.
Right.
So whenever he comes to my house, he really enjoys my food and he'll say, I can become a vegan if you serve this kind of food every day.
Right.
So that's what it strikes. So why don't I just start a business? So it's been a year since I started and it's going on well. Mm. So Prabha is my niece. So she helped me. So she does the advertising and the marketing and all that. And I do the cooking. And so far it's going on well.
Right.
We are on Insta, Facebook, and there has been many, many inquiries.
I am not surprised.
So, it's okay. So far, it's running well, and we intend to expand. Yeah.
Are you surprised at the reaction that you have, that a lot of people are coming to you now as part and wanting vegan food?
Actually surprised because I knew my food tasted well. Mm. But then there were not many people who were aware that vegan food could taste this good. Mm-mm. So once it reached other people other than my family and friends, I was very happy that at least I made a difference in their life.
Prabha, did you encourage her then?
Yeah, because we always go to her house and then we enjoy her food and all. So even our non-veg family members who come over, then they're like, oh, this one is good. So they like the combination. Actually, it's more about combination. It's not like you just go to any other shop, then the combination is not so nice. So you don't feel like eating. It's either bland, it's not flavorful, right? So she's very good in that, combining good stuff. And then so you actually feel like eating more.
Right.
So, yeah.
Have you been vegetarian, vegan your entire life?
No.
No.
Only after getting married.
Only after
my husband was a vegetarian.
Right.
Then when I got married, we became a vegan.
Right.
So it's been about 33 years since I got married, and I've not looked back.
Was for you? Do you think then that becoming vegan is what kind of encouraged you to make it taste more interesting? If you've been eating meat for a long while until you're married, right, and you're used to having meat,
yeah,
when you first start eating vegetarian and vegan food, for a little while that transition is kind of difficult, right? Because you're not getting some of the flavors that you might have gotten previously. Is that what helped you think about, maybe if I mix this with this and maybe if I mix this with that, it might make it taste a little bit more interesting?
Actually, I did not think of it that way.
Right.
When I made a decision on the day I got married.
Right.
I became a vegetarian and I just started experimenting myself with many kind of dishes. And it turned out well.
Mm.
And I used to go to these Chinese vegetarian restaurants where they have the sauces. They have this, tom yum sauce, this teriyaki sauce and all that. So I thought, why not I bring all that together? And I started, as I told you, experimenting all that. And it turned out well. So now I can cook Indian as well as Chinese. Even a little bit of Western, Japanese. Uh-huh. And I go through YouTubes and I have my set of recipe books.
Yeah, and right. My uncle did give her loads of books.
Loads and loads of books.
In the early days of their marriage. So uh-huh. She had loads of recipe books.
So I just mix and match.
Right. What is your favorite style of cooking, would you say?
I love stir fries.
Right.
Stir fries. And of course, my family members, they like curry and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just mix and match with all that. And lately I've been experimenting with the Indonesian food, Vietnamese, Korean, all veggie, all vegan food.
Mm.
And I've got good response for that.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay, so let's just to clarify and look at a kind of timeline. So 33 years ago when you got married, you became vegan and you've been cooking ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And then just a year ago, after family encouragement and a realization that your food tastes good because they're all telling you it does, you decided to start this business of cow veg. When was that moment when you sat down and you went, you know what, it doesn't just taste good. We can actually make a business from it.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a joint decision or did you go to Prabhat and say, I want to do this?
I think more on her side. Yeah. She sparked there and then looking for a job. I wanted to transition to another job. Then she said, okay, why not you come and join us? You know, we need someone to manage it. So she can do the cooking part. I can do that part. So you go manage the talking to people, advertising it, putting it up on social media, getting people feedbacks and all those stuff. Because I was used to doing that in my, previous job. So I said, okay, why not? Since I was confident about the food, I know how it's going to be. So it's a first point of view for me to talk to people about the food, right?
Right.
So yeah, I said, okay.
So when you have a good product, it's easier to sell, right?
Yes.
Okay. How successful has it been so far?
It's been good. Okay, the start was quite slow because we are a very small team. So it's both of us and we have another chef, assistant chef, Durga Shini. So she's from the Academy of Culinary Arts, Malaysia. So
she's really good.
Really good. So she helps us to do, we decide, okay, this meal should go on. And when we experiment more, and we give more variety, we think that more people like the food. So now it's actually doing much better. We are on a few platforms, on delivery platforms. So when we started, earlier on was Eat Fun. So they were our only delivery partner. So at that moment, it was more like we were depending on them to sell out our products and all. Then when our brand, people started knowing more of our brand, of our food, people started talking, and then it was when we decided, okay, we can do our delivery on our side also. So I started doing the delivery, especially when it's bulk orders and those that are outside of the coverage for these platforms.
Where do you cover right now?
So we are based in Bandar Kindralatri, Puchong. So we cover, we can cover up to 10-kilometer radius through these delivery platforms, especially Eat Fun. And currently we are on GrabFood, 5-kilometer radius. So it covers Sunway, Subang Jaya, Kelana Jaya, Petaling Jaya, certain areas of Brickfield, certain areas of Bangsa.
I think
areas,
we're just on the border in Bangsa.
Yes.
Just.
So it cuts off at a certain point, you know.
Right.
And for areas that are beyond this delivery coverage, if they are bulk orders, I can go and deliver to them also.
How are you are you worried about what you might need to do if you need to upscale in case you need more staff members? I mean, there's three of you right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what happens if one day you suddenly get an order for 100 meals? How would you cope with something like that?
We are already looking at that.
We,
because
actually, at the moment,
at
we
the
do
moment,
have
about assistance.
Assistance
I
at
see.
When we
yeah.
have bulk order and we have
events.
You know, events like 2 weeks ago. Two weeks ago,
we did for the farm Friends and Fury Farm.
Yes. Yes.
So in Rawang, they had an event. So we did. We put up a booth there. So at times like that, we have our
girls coming in, helping us
on
to
a daily
do the
basis,
cooking,
basis,
cutting
yeah.
the prep work. Washing up and all that. We do have girls.
Great.
To help us.
Let's take a short break, right? Hold those thoughts. You are, of course, listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. I'm in the studio with the two ladies from Khao Khao Veg. I have Prabha and I have Tiligarani. We'll just take a short break. We'll be back. BFM 89.9.
Bungkus for Makan. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. You're still tuned in to Open for Business. This, of course, is on Enterprise. And I'm Rich Bradbury. In the studio, I have Prabha and I have Tiligarani from Khao Khao Veg. They are a vegan food delivery preparation meal service. They make meals, they deliver them to you.
It's a startup company.
Yes. And they're a startup, of course, yes. So your team's quite small. Mm-hmm. And we've just said, you know, if you had a large event, you are more than capable of being able to sort that out. Now, and I'm sure this will happen, when you start scaling up and your business goes further out, you're going to be on Grab. You are on Grab. And I suspect at some point you'll probably move out to some of the other food delivery operators
yes.
as well. Do you think that there is a – are you ever worried about the dip in standard of quality of food? Because, you know, with demand, that becomes an issue.
Yeah, definitely.
How would you deal with something like that?
Okay, we haven't really thought about that, but then I'm sure we will be able to meet the demand because of all the assistance we are getting from the girls.
Yeah,
I think we can keep up with the quality of the food.
Right, because all your food is fresh, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. It is.
Yeah.
In fact, even the marketing is done every morning.
Right.
I don't use the tofu that I bought the day before.
Yeah.
It does make a lot of difference.
Oh, it does.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That means, my food are all, the vegetables are all fresh and the girls who are helping me are very capable, responsible girls. So far I haven't had that problem about running out of taste.
Yeah,
so far. I have we've cooked up to 80 people and there's been no complaints. Everything is nice. I've got good feedback from them, so I think we can do a good job even if we.
What are you like in the kitchen? I mean, because I'll give you an example. I have very close friends who, when they are in the kitchen, are merciless. You know, things will be done this way. Mm-hmm. You must follow exactly the way that I'm doing it, or I'm going to shout at you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that because you know exactly how your product is made. You know the ingredients that go into it, and you want to make sure it's perfect.
Okay.
Are you a little bit like that? Can you get a little bit?
Yes, I'm. Yeah? I'm quite particular about that.
Okay.
If I have to cook something with ginger, I have to get ginger.
Right.
There are friends who tells me, no, you can substitute it something else. I said, no. If ginger means, it is ginger.
Yes.
So I don't compromise on that. So I'm quite particular when it comes to things. The right ingredients should go into the right food.
Mm.
And I don't, compromise. Because that will totally change the taste.
Right.
So that's very important to me. The quality of the food. And it has to be very healthy. At the same time, very fresh.
Prabha, what's it like working with family?
It's people you know, so you feel there's a
I've known her since she was born.
Right.
So there's a certain sense of, you're comfortable. You're just comfortable. And it's easy because I know her, her moods, when she's cooking, she's serious. Okay, I can talk about this now or I shouldn't. So
right.
I just wait, let her finish her cooking and all. So it's okay. So far, it's good. Between us, yeah. So otherwise, it's just normal.
And in terms of Prabha handling stuff like the social media and the face-to-faces, Are you comfortable with that and you trust her entirely?
I'm very comfortable with her. I don't interfere in her work at all because I know she's a very capable girl.
Mm.
So I do. My part is only the cooking part. Yeah. Marketing and cooking. I don't interfere with her stuff at all. Because at the same, as I told you, she's quite good at her work.
Yeah. At times we have our discussion. There's a like certain break period. Like we have our discussion. Okay, this needs
normally
to be
done. Normally at the end of, on Fridays.
So what needs to be done for the following week? So we do discuss. Okay, so she tells me, okay, this needs to be done. This needs to be done. So like when we are talking about expansion and everything, right? So I tell her, okay, you need to back. You need to be ready. You and Durga has to be ready with this. So like GrabFood, I'd say we just started about a month ago. So before that, we were like, okay,
yeah,
you guys.
We were very nervous about it.
Because GrabFood is actually on demand. And before this, we didn't do on demand because she wanted to market every morning.
Yeah.
And then she needs to know what's the orders the day before.
Yeah.
So the last order will be 11 p.m. So after that, she goes to the market, buys everything and ready. GrabFood, it was like a sudden chaotic situation. So where we have to like, the order comes in and they go, you know, hoo-ha in the kitchen.
Mm.
And then, okay, calmly go and present the food to the rider.
But now we are enjoying it.
And they don't know about the chaos that goes in the background.
No, they don't know. So the moment they open the door, they're like, okay.
Okay.
Right. Everything's sweet. I know what it's like.
So the transition in between the kitchen to the...
But how has that transition been, do you think?
Oh, it was the first few days,
Because we only opened from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on GrabFood. Mm. So we wanted to try how we can cope with it.
Mm.
So only after, you know, I think let's see for 3 months or so, if we are okay with it, then maybe we can expand the time. Then we will know what kind of chaos we can handle.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about your marketing strategy. Did you sit down and decide between you how you wanted to do things, how you wanted to approach, how Cow Cow Veg was seen by people, and what kind of strategy did you employ?
Okay, I'd say because she had a certain ideas, like she wanted the people to, you know the food for like, there must be a significant touch to the food. So people should recognize
not
that.
Not just that it's
not
vegan.
Not just, it's because it's homemade.
Yeah.
It should have a homely, because when we get reviews and feedback from people, you want those words. So when they use the correct word, it's very homely meal. I was satisfied. It's like my mother's cooking.
Tick box.
Yes. Yeah. So we say, okay, we are on the right route. We are on the right track. So this is what we should be doing more and, you know, not something else. So even when we are trying to experiment with other methods or other styles, then when we see the customer likes, you know, they like this homely, the sense of home and everything, so we say, okay, never mind, we
and
just
the
go.
Presentation was very important.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we experimented with that and then we put it up on social media. So she'll let me know what she wants, what's the style that she wants. Then we experiment whether it's a style of taking photos, you know, presentation, then you upload. Then you see the customer go hoo-ha and, you know, they like it. Okay, so it's good.
Yeah.
And we are also, we would say that we are driven by customer demand because we actually wait for their feedback and then we should thank actually our customers. They are very vocal and they give constructive feedbacks. And, you know, about the rice portion. Food can be subjective, like salt, the portion.
Mm-hmm.
They still give us, they say, I think like your food portion is big, is small. So we try to tell them, you know, we take them and we thank
we
them.
We improve. We try to improve.
It's delicious, I will say that.
Yeah.
It's delicious, yeah. I had the nasi lemak, it was delicious.
All right.
Really, really enjoyed it.
So, see, things like this, it keeps us going. So we know we are on the right track. So we actually follow that.
Mm.
So even when we expand, I think that will be very important for us, customers' feedback.
How has feedback been lately? Since you moved to Grab, has there been any different kind of feedback? Or has it been all fairly positive?
We've fairly positive, would say. But then we do have some people say, because they say it's quite bland. There are some customers who say very, very small percentage, but they do say. And we have to take it as a constructive feedback.
Yeah.
Criticism.
You know,
exactly.
Criticism. So we can't go like, oh no, she will be like, dull, what went wrong? She will go back and drill. She'll drill down. What did I do today? What did I do different? Is there anything, you know? So the next day, she's back. Okay, no, this one cannot, I cannot compromise on this.
Mm.
So we have like that.
Especially some will say, you're giving us very little rice. We'll be giving the same portion to everybody. Some will say, very little rice. Some say, no, please give me half rice next day.
We also have people asking for half rice.
Like you say, food is subjective. Yes, some people have a big portion of rice. Some people have a smaller portion of rice.
Exactly. Yeah. So like even salt. Some people like more salt. So, but we keep it in a medium.
Yeah, salt, yes.
Because if it's too much, you can't eat.
Right.
If it's less, it's
so less oil, less salt.
How did you decide on your menu?
Oh, we decided because we
all
know
those her specialities.
We know nasi lemak is universal.
Everybody loves it, of course.
So we start with nasi lemak,
and she makes the best. Mm.
So we thought, why not start with nasi lemak?
And that's the top seller now.
Mm. Nasi lemak and our duck rice is the top seller. Tom yam fried rice.
Yeah.
So then we came up with the idea of doing MOTD. That's meal of the day.
Meal of the day.
Yeah. So every day we change. Mm. That's only one curry, two veggies with the rice. Mm. So that's also quite popular among the crowd. And our neighbors, they've started ordering.
Yes.
In fact, they are on regular basis. From the time we started until now,
there are a few
regulars. They give us the Tiffin carrier. Without the rice, they take the curry and the two veggies. So that's very consistent.
And how much is a portion of nasi lemak right now? How much do you sell that for?
12 ringgit.
12 ringgit.
Yeah, that's just the rice and without delivery charges and others. Yeah.
Okay.
So the complete set.
Complete set.
All right. So let's talk about how you want Khao Khao Veg to go. What do you want to see happen to it over the next couple of years?
Okay. We at the moment, we are on Eat Fun and
Grab Food. We are also on Deliver Eat and Jam Makan. But that platform has been rather slow compared to Eat Fun and Grab Food, I would say. Mm-hmm. After this, we are actually in the midst of talking with Maxis to have. We already settled our sampling sessions, all done. So we are discussing on how we can provide our meal box to their cafe. They have a cafe inside there. So on a regular basis, like certain number of packs
will be
delivered.
News.
Yeah, from Monday to Friday. So we'll just deliver there.
A regular customer.
So they will let us know how many packs they need for a start. So we are hoping from there we can push it up. So after that, we will be focusing, I think, more on corporate companies. So we'll be welcoming like companies who want our food to be in their offices so that their staff can...
You see, and I think that's a smart idea as well. Because companies... Malaysian companies, the cafes that they have, the food that is often available is not the healthiest of food.
And
the choices that you are given are very limited.
Yes.
And I can say that hand on heart, working for a company that tries to provide healthier food. It would be nice to have a vegan option,
you
know, for a lot of the people that we have coming in through here as well. So good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm hoping that it does really, really well.
Thank you.
Come back in 6 months and tell me how good it's doing.
Yeah? Sure.
Let's do that. Okay. I'd like to thank both of you for taking the time. I'm sure you're very busy days to come over here and spend some time with us in the studio. Pleasure interviewing you both. Thank you very much. Of course, that was Prabha and Tila Garani. Is that right?
Yes.
Let's make sure. Right. Thank you very much. This has been the ladies from Khao Khao Veg here on Open for Business on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.